We're up to, we're doing the Holy Letters, Volume 4. This is letter number 1164. This is also dated on the first day of Elul, Tavshin Aleph. Imagine just to write all these letters in one day. And this is the Rebbe writing to this fellow named Nachman Dov. His last name is Nachman Dov Vichnen. Wondering if this is Rabbi Vichnen's, amazing. So this Rabbi Vichnen, for many years, was a rabbi over here at the New England Hebrew Academy. It was a very special, unfortunately he died young from a sickness, but he was a very beloved and a very Talmud Chacham, a scholar, but also a very good person in Neshama, good Neshama. He worked in Morristown, New Jersey, at the yeshiva there for later. But in the beginning, he was a principal over here at the New England Hebrew Academy in Boston. So here, the Rebbe is writing a letter to his father. And I see the reason I know, I didn't know in the beginning, but I see the Rebbe is addressing about his son. His name was David Vichnen, so I know that that must be him. So the Rebbe is saying, I'm responding to your letter from the 26th of Menachem Av, in which you're notifying that your son, Chaim David Nota, became a bar mitzvah. So he was bar mitzvah that year. So here I want to bless you that you should receive from him much Yiddish, Chassidish nakas and all details. Raise him for Torah, chuppah, ma'asim tovim. In a way, in a relaxed spirit, emotionally, physically, and solely in a relaxed way. I was delighted to read in your letter about your study sessions with the youngsters and in the shul. And don't worry, the Rebbe said, that the study of Chassidus is beyond their understanding and grasp, because on these days the Chassidus has been given also in such words, letters that can be understood by any category of the Jewish people. You just gotta find the proper mimer and sicha that are fitting. This is the job of the mashpia, the one who is teaching, to find what is fitting based on the people that are listening to him, as similar as our sages tell us in Shema Yisrael, with regards to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he would search always for the proper grass for the particular, he would be a shepherd, and each one of the sheep needed a little small, a baby couldn't chew so well, needed greener pastures, easier to digest, other people need stronger. So that was Moshe Rabbeinu doing with these sheep. So of course, when you talk about people, you have to adjust it according to the people. Rebbe also adds a section of the talk of Shabbos Mevarchim Elul, and Rebbe says, you will publicize it in a fitting way. And also, the Rebbe is adding a letter to your son. If you think that it needs more clarification, so I trust your understanding that you should explain to him, articulate to him this that has been written in short. The blessing, Rebbe finishes, for success in your work, and the blessing of Kachsima Vachasima Tova. Matter of fact, some of his kids are now in Jerusalem running the Maya Note over there. That's one of the sons.